welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit it in because inspiration is vital. It is that thing that ignites the passion and the motivation to carry out all of the action that needs to happen, right? So I find that the more inspired I can stay, the more my soul feels like it's on fire. And the more willing I am to carry out the daunting tasks that can come with that goal, right? Long after that inspiration and motivation has kind of simmered down. So I kind of like to combine it all. And speaking of willingness, that is what I want to talk to you guys about today, because this word is coming up over and over for me, and it's been such a transformative, magical word in my life, because wherever there's been fear or doubt, I always remember that I just have to be willing to be open and be willing to see it a different way. So I want to read you a few quotes, because of course I Googled this word to see what came up around willingness, and I found some great quotes. So there's only one thing required to change your life, and that is willingness. Amen. Can I get an amen? Yes. Thank you. Thank you for saying amen with me in your car or at the gym. All right. Couple more. Where the willingness is great, the difficulties cannot be. Courage is simply the willingness to be afraid and act anyway. If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. So just looking at how the word willing and willingness is used there. So as long as there's a will, as long as you are open, to me, willing just means being open to a new idea, a new perspective. It's saying, okay, yeah, that lake looks freezing, but I'm willing to dip my toe in. I'm willing. That's what I'm going to start there. We're going to see what happens, because this was a really powerful word for me when I heard somebody say that you don't necessarily need to know how to forgive someone, right? So if maybe you're carrying something and you have no idea, maybe the scar runs so deep or the act against you runs so deep that you feel like you can't forgive this person, or you shouldn't forgive this person because what they did was so wrong. And we know that when we're not forgiving, it's really just putting us in a situation where we have to carry that, right? Because freedom is forgiveness for us. It's not letting them off the hook. It's letting us off the hook. So maybe you don't know how to forgive somebody, or maybe you don't know how to forgive yourself. And the first simple step to that is just being willing to forgive. You don't even have to be like, okay, I can't even see the end right now. You can say this in your head. I am willing to forgive X, Y, and Z for my freedom. And something that I do that's really powerful is I say a prayer. So whether you believe in God, Buddha, higher power, whatever that is, I say, please, God, help me see this in a new way. Please help me shift my perspective. I am open and willing to see this in a new way. Please help me see this in a way that will help me forgive or let go or move past. I am open and willing to see this in a new way. And just by that simple willingness. Willingness is an opening. It's an opening to a new idea, a new creative perspective that can move you through, past, or beyond. So maybe you're looking at a really tough situation right now. Maybe you have a really tough relationship in your life and it is testing you beyond what you can imagine. Maybe you just lost your business. Maybe you are in debt up to your eyeballs. Maybe there's something that just feels like it is suffocating you and there's no way that you think anything good could be coming out of this. What if you were just willing to see this in a new light? Maybe this thing is trying to tell you something or trying to tell you what you should teach or trying to give you a lesson on what to avoid, or maybe it's trying to really teach you something that you're going to need for your future journey, because where you're going to go will be so amazing and mind-blowing that you're going to have to learn such massive compassion and forgiveness right now in order to carry that and teach it and move through and become that incredible light and person that you are destined to be. So instead of just viewing it as horrible or stuck or angry or I can never see how I can move past this thing, just be willing to see how you could let go, how you could move through, how you could forgive, and ask for help around it. Prayer is just a daily conversation. Ask every 30 seconds if you need it. Ask whenever it comes up. Just say, I am open and willing to see this in a new way. Please help me see this in a new way and help me see how I could move through this. I am open and willing and ready to let go and move through this. And it's just something to remind you that you are supported. You are fully supported and loved. And when we forget that, and when we think we're in it alone, and when we're just trapped in the center of whatever it is, it's easy to block everything out, right? And just like no openings whatsoever. We're stuck. We're not even looking outside to think that there could be something better or something that it's trying to tell us. So the second that we open up and we're willing to see a potential in what the delivery is and why we're going through it, and how this could help you help someone else. Some of the biggest, most disastrous things in my life that I would wish away in a second while they were happening, I would never even have them be shifted, no matter how traumatic they were, because now I am able to use them to teach and free other people and show that you will be able to get through to the other side. So if you are in it, I feel for you. I am sending you massive love during this storm, but you have to know that there is something for you on the other side that you will be able to live into and pay forward and share. And it will be more beautiful than you can possibly imagine, because it could be your purpose in helping somebody get through what you're going through right now. So heal yourself, be willing to heal, be willing to help other people, and it could turn out to be something beautiful for you. So you guys, thank you so much for being on here. I'm so beyond grateful for you, and I hope that if you love these, that you share them with people who need them. And as always, you know, it helps to rate and review because it helps me get on some amazing guests to give you just the most incredible, awesome, beautiful advice to do this thing we call life together, and make it this and choose to see it as this incredible blessing that it is. So I just want to say deepest gratitude for all of you for listening, because I'm really just in this this place of experiencing immense gratitude for this podcast and all of you who are giving it so much love, and I'm feeling it. So I just want to send you a massive virtual hug this morning or tonight or afternoon or whenever you're listening, to let you know how much I really appreciate you. And you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Thanks, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.